Management by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
I was standing by there for the longest time.
I mean, know.
I'm just getting ready to get out here.
Standing in the corner.
The major stage of all. And, you know, it's a Paso history show. And I get a kick out of doing this. Otherwise, why am I here?
Yeah, I know. You have to do
it. It's that all that money.
It's all that pay.
Huge amounts of income from the station. Well, anyway, it's a good morning thing. And welcome to the El Paso history radio show. And,
that's right.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
Good morning. I'm here alive and well.
You've already
standing.
Counted yourself as functional.
I think so.
We have to have two witnesses. But
yes.
Anyway, another radio show, KTSM AM 690, about El Paso area history. It's another Saturday morning. That's what we do here.
Yes.
And what you can do about it, tell 10 friends.
What?
Well, we have a lot of people. Say, oh, my God.
Who can tell 10 friends? Oh.
Well, just pick a few and just say, you know what goes on?
REO song comes to mind.
Well, just talk to friends about that. Don't start singing. But, it's you know, this is where we explain why Texas history begins in El Paso. And I hope that irks the people on the other side of the Pecos.
That's right.
I almost don't care, but see, that's the problem. They don't care about us. So, I mean, if we became the independent state of El Paso, I'd be, hey, can we get two senators out of that?
Hey, there's, you know, we come to a point here, so therefore we are the beginning point.
Of something like that. Anyway, so where else can they find us besides 690?
Well, they can go to ktsmradio.com and they can click on the iHeartRadio link where they can listen to us all over the planet and somewhere else on some other, maybe Pluto, because they're putting that back as being a planet. So that's one planet you can
Poor
listen on
Pluto.
Also.
Anyway, I want to see Donald Duck as a planet. Donald Duck planet. They've already, never mind, I'm not going to tell you what they've already got. Okay, well, anyway, so that's the deal about that. You can have trivia. You got trivia going?
Yes, we do. We've got trivia going. We have, for the first hour, we have two questions, and one is where, well, we have two coupons to give away for the correct answer, a $20 gift certificate for Pepe's in Canutillo, and also a $20 gift coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest. And then the second hour, we will repeat that. We have two questions again, one with $20 coupon for Amigos.
Amigos!
And another $20 coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Go down there and see Captain Hookie.
Hookie.
Captain Hookie. His name is Hookie Apodaca, but I call him Captain Hookie.
And he doesn't have a hook on his hand.
No, but
so
the
you
thing
don't have
is,
to fear him.
But you can hear this alarm clock crocodile in the back room.
Look out, Hookie. He's going to get you.
Anyway, that's a cool.
TikTok,
so you also
yes.
have the History Moment track?
Yes, we do. Yes, I'm going to be talking about speakeasies and their early warning systems.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Yeah.
And we need one in here, I think, but I'm not sure. With the lunch today, you're going to make it to Pepe's?
Yes, I'm going to Pepe's.
Pepe's.
Yes.
And maybe we'll talk our guest into it. You never can tell. Let's ax him. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Axing Troy Ainsworth. Good day, sir.
Troy.
Good day. Good day, Melissa Jackson. Thank you.
You've been axed.
I have been axed.
Are you going to Pepe's?
I believe I can arrange it.
Immigration let him in.
Yes.
Why don't we do the major thing here? Pick a special now. Freak out old Roy.
Pick a special?
Yeah. Pick a
movie especial.
Whatever you pick on that, you get a back page too. But I mean, the front page is more expensive, and what happens is they come down to $6, whatever it is.
Okay.
So Pepe doesn't lose his shirt.
Well, can we just do a combination plate number three?
Just for. Pepe's people are up at this hour. Listen to that.
All right.
I think that's Sergio's favorite.
Well, you know, Sergio actually got out there. He can't get out there with us because good old Susan Eisen.
I wouldn't go with us either. He's embarrassed.
Well, what's his name? Good old Pickett went last, but he survived, right?
Oh, Joe, yeah.
But anyway, Sergio went out there. Do you like number three? Is that your best? Sergio? One of the best.
Yeah,
All right,
the
best.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just randomly picked. So there it is.
No, that's good stuff.
Good. All right,
and that'll do well. Okay, so yeah, Troy,
we stayed there for
here.
3 hours. I think 3 hours last week. So
let's close the place down. 8 o'clock. But no, the thing is, Troy's here, and for a number of reasons. Troy's been around El Paso and Las Cruces. He now resides in the City of the Crosses. Do
yes,
you
sir.
Not?
I do.
And you do have a PhD in architectural something?
Architectural history, historic preservation from Texas Tech University.
So you Red Raider,
yes,
guns up.
And
well, you like Sol Ross as well. That was another.
I do like Sol Ross.
That's another one of your university's background?
More or less, but I didn't earn a degree from
You didn't
from
go
Sol
there?
No, but I do a lot of research there at the archives.
They have good archives?
They do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
about
yes.
what?
Big Bend and Northern Mexico resources, they're fantastic. They have an incredible archival collection there in Alpine, Texas.
Now, also, you spent some time, so to speak, in El Paso. I didn't say serve.
There's a fine distinction there. That's right. That's right.
Call it what you want, but you were the first preservation officer here, were you not? You were the first one to fill the office in a while.
In quite a while. I think it was, I think there was something like a 19, 20 year break in between my most immediate predecessor
during which they preserved what?
Nothing. Not a mucho.
Yeah, that's why there wasn't anything.
Yeah. So
you did El Paso as preservation officer. You went
from 2007 to 2010, and then, yes.
You went up to Las Lunas and raised some children.
Yes.
While your wife was working at Las Lunas.
Yes.
As the city manager?
She was the community development director for Las Lunas, and it translated the good work that she did there, translated into an opportunity here in Doñana County that she was hired for to head up community development on the county level, which she's off and running, has been doing that since the spring. And City of Las Cruces created a historic preservation specialist position. It's the equivalent of what I did here in El Paso.
Preservation officer,
because they knew who you were.
That could be good, and that could be bad.
Yeah, but they knew who you were, and they hired you anyway.
They did, knowing full
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Okay, so that's Troy Ains. We're sitting here, and you got a lot of history behind you, but you got some ahead of you as well. So when you preserve things, I want to know, when did you first figure out the Trost and Trost architecture people?
When did I first become aware?
Yeah, and get excited about them.
You know, it was funny because on a one weekend as an undergraduate there at Tech, I had never gone to the Big Bend before, and I drove out of Lubbock and spent a weekend down in Big Bend, and I happened to see a number of buildings in Alpine and in Marfa and in Marathon.
Marathon.
You bet. And there was just something. I didn't know anything about them, but there was just something about some of these buildings I saw, and I remember snapping some pictures.
You hadn't connected Trost to them yet?
No, I did not know of Trost and Trost.
So you figured them out ahead of that.
So I was just like, it's just admiring a well-designed building.
Yeah.
And then starting to look into it, and lo and behold, here is this name that recurs time and again, this Trost name, who I don't know anything about. And almost immediately, I'm seeing that whoever this guy is, he did a lot of work. And all of a sudden it's not just in the Trans-Pecos of Texas. Then the breadcrumbs lead to El Paso, Las Cruces, Tucson, Albuquerque. He's all over the place. It was very interesting. So that's how I came to discover Henry Trost and the architectural firm Trost and Trost out of El Paso.
We did an ABC 7 report with Bernie Sargent. We named him we think there was like over 600 designed buildings by him and or his firm.
I would say that there are probably, I think that number is a little bit low.
Really?
I do.
You're discovering more and more. I hear another one popped up over here.
Well, in large part, the reason for it is that drawings and written records they're not entirely extant. Okay, so the sets of drawings may not exist for certain buildings, but
so you may not be sure to Trost,
right?
Okay.
So that requires a little more research. So you can go to other sources, letters, communications of some kind, newspaper accounts may include a reference to Trost and Trost when they're speaking about a new hospital in some little town or a new hotel or a school building that people drive by constantly. It's abandoned. It's at a crossroads off the main highway now. But at one time, 70 years ago, it was the pride of the local community. Population has moved away. There's not the school district using it anymore. I'm thinking in terms of a building up at Rincon in New Mexico, for example, that you can see from Interstate right there near the railroad tracks, boarded up. But if you look at it, it's like, there's something about that building.
It looks unusual.
It looks unusual, and it stands out among the few buildings there at Rincon, New Mexico. And you look at it, and all of a sudden, it quacks like a trost. It
waddles
like a trost.
It is a trost.
Yes.
So some people have asked, what's so big deal about that? And we'll talk about a building in Las Cruces, and I posted that on Facebook, and I got a comment from some guy who said, what's the point of saving these old buildings? They're just another old building.
Just another old building.
And I said, if you don't want heritage tourists to come around, just kill them all.
Yeah. And one of the things that's real interesting, and the city of Las Cruces was working with a preservation consultant, a man named Philip Thomason out of Nashville, Tennessee. And he was in Cruces the other day. We had a presentation before the mayor and city council, and Phil made a very interesting point, which I hope made an impression upon decision makers there in Las Cruces, and that was percentage-wise, we're dealing with rare and increasingly rare artifacts, if you will. Okay, now just think about residential buildings, homes. Right now, out of all the houses that exist in this country, only 3% of them date prior to or to the decade of the 1920s, 3%. Hmm. The 1950s, 5% of houses in our country. Now, the point that he was trying to make is, the unspoken part is they don't build them like they used to, mm-hmm. Okay?
Thank God.
Now, they may be, when we see residential construction, we see a lot of plywood right now, okay?
Yep.
Plywood palaces, as I like to call them, being built. Put a little stucco on the exterior. They look nice. They're functional, but they're literally paper thin. You look at construction from 5, 6, 7, 8 decades ago, you're dealing with lumber. Lumber that actually has depth, width, height. It's solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You're dealing with brick construction. So you're talking about a very sturdy building in relation to a more thin, disposable designed building. Because much of the building stock that we are making now is not meant to last for decades, let alone...
However, the plumbing's a lot better.
Typically,
you want a 60-year-old toilet? Go for it.
Can replace one. Oh, come on.
Actually, a lot of the old toilets and such actually survive better in many cases than... It's the plumbing.
The plumbing does not.
It depends on the plumbing.
Yeah, you can't sit here and defend plumbing from 60 years ago.
But we're kind of getting into the weeds about
that. Back to the idea of a trust. You had a thought, or you were Melissa?
I was saying is also a lot of the conceptual drawings or the projects that Trust and Trust would get into sometimes never came to fruition, but the drawings are still there.
Yes.
That's also considered part of their
legacy?
I think it just never came through.
I think I may have said this point on this program at an earlier time. You know, really, when you boil it down, there are only three kind of buildings.
What?
There are those that are built, there are those that can be built, or cannot be built, and there are those that have yet to be built.
Okay.
They exist on paper alone. So, to your point, Melissa, yes, a building that is drawn and exists on paper, all the sheets are there.
Yeah.
But it was never built. It most certainly could be.
Yeah.
I mean, all the information is on the paper. You put it into the hands of an architect and an engineer, a designer, a construction crew. Yes, they can read that document and they can say, okay, I see how it's going to be put together. Let's build it.
Well, and architects also are artists. What a lot of people don't realize or appreciate the fact that architects are artists and they have these buildings in their mind. I mean, their whole concept is to build something, and a lot of times they're trying to fit it with a customer. You know, a customer will come to, I want this building, and they start, well, I've got this idea about a building.
That's right.
And they want to fit it with a customer. Sometimes a customer has no idea what they want to do.
Well, Trust did that all the time.
He did.
Well, that's what most architects do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, the corollary there is the great architect Frank Lloyd Wright, and I'm saying that intentionally so it'll start an argument.
Margaret will call in about five seconds.
Take off your hat and go reverent at that point.
Yes, reverent. That's right. To the great architect Wright. The Wright, because Wright was very aware of designing a residence specifically for a client.
And sometimes a site.
Right, because it was for – the home would be in proportion – to the particular client. We're talking about the height of door frames. We're talking about the width of frames. We're talking about furniture. Everything was designed around the individual.
And we're talking about cash in a guy's pocket? Okay.
Yes, that's right. That always helps.
Oh, yeah.
But see, now Trost did the same thing. Okay, so Trost did not take a one-size-fits-all approach to residential building construction. So I wonder, and this could be a Margaret Smith bat signal type of question.
Oh, you think she knows you're on today?
Well, who knows?
Yes, I know she knows.
We got to take a break. One more question here. We're talking about Trost as in Henry, but he had two brothers that were also in the business, and one of them was the one that brought the concrete construction to El Paso.
That's right.
Not Henry.
That's right, because Gus was Gustavus Adolphus Trost was an engineer, and what Gus was to engineering, Henry was to design. So they worked very well together. And you can one of the things to sum up Gus, his contribution to the architectural firm, he tended to overbuild. And by that I mean if it required a 1-inch diameter rebar, he would prefer to have 1.5 or 2 inches.
Okay.
Okay. Reason being, he had a intent and a vision that this building is to be built and it is to last. When the cockroaches are the last ones around,
the building will still be there.
It was his masterpiece.
That's right, because he looked at it as an engineering work of art. His brother would look at it as an aesthetic masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. Solid thing.
Something delightful, but it also, they were very cognizant of the place of design, acknowledging and paying homage to local heritage, custom, and tradition, not mimicry. We're not making Pueblo Revival buildings because they're fanciful and cute, but it is because it is about the character of this land and the people who were here prior to the Iberians arriving in the 16th century.
He those guys built stuff that you wouldn't think side by side. The same guy did it. But, man.
That's right, because you could have
a wall different.
You could have a classical revival building, commercial building, and next door have a Pueblo Revival building, and they're both Trost and Trost.
And the thing in Las Cruces, that's an adobe.
A lot of adobe construction.
We're talking about one building specific in Las Cruces,
right?
And that's a country club. But there's like 30 of them up there, right?
There are. Well, there are a whole lot of buildings that unfortunately we've lost in Las Cruces. But the Pueblo Revival style, yes, the country club building is designed in Pueblo Revival.
Not Pueblo Revolt.
No, not Revolt.
That's a different problem.
That was revolting. That was revolting.
That was so revolting. That's right.
Take a break before we get in more trouble here. Melissa Sargent, front and center. What have ye in the way of trivial questions?
We have trivial questions here. Yes, we do. Okay, the first question we have, if everybody's ready, is Dr. Troy Ainsworth. Doctor. There's a doctor in the house.
Dr. Fever.
Yes,
Johnny Fever.
Dr. Troy Ainsworth was once the preservation officer to what local Texas city?
I know one of those.
We know what city.
Do you have a second question, perhaps?
I do. What architectural firm designed the Las Cruces Country Club?
Oh, give me a break here.
I'm trying to make it easy.
We're trying to give this stuff away.
Hey, it's getting close to Christmas.
What do you got to give away?
We have a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo, or a $20 gift certificate to Southwest. Oh, my God. Who do we have?
Mission
Del Rey Southwest.
I'm going to paint that on the inside of your glasses.
I know. You think
so you can read it.
Too long. No. It's Mission Del Rey Southwest. Wonderful.
We got phones ringing all over the place.
See, I told you.
You didn't even give out the number yet, did you?
I know. And it's 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hey guys, it's Bobby Bones. here with an important message about a growing danger on our nation's roads. I'm sure you've read those labels about not operating heavy machinery after taking medication. Well, a car, even a small one, is a pretty heavy machine, and even using common prescription and over-the-counter drugs, including allergy, cold and flu, and sleep medications, can impair your ability to drive safe. The bottom line is, the risk of a crash increases with the use of some over-the-counter and prescription drugs. Unfortunately, the number of motorists driving under the influence of impairing drugs is growing, along with the risk of a deadly crash. Not only is it dangerous, but driving while impaired by any substance is against the law. Violating state DUI laws can result in arrest, heavy fines, lost wages, increased insurance costs, and more. So please think twice before getting behind the wheel and taking drugs, even if they're prescribed. Remember, there's more than one way to be under the influence. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Sponsored by Extended Service Helpline. This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, we're announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-680-9020 now. Drivers who are covered by this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call for your free quick quote today. 800-680-9020. 800-680-9020. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-680-9020.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, what do these people have in common? You got these names going like this. Jose Aranda, Bruno Huziar, Alison Rodriguez, Jose Arbor. I mean, there's a list of 400 of them. I'm not going to read them all. Who are these people?
These are
subscribers to our channel on YouTube.
Ooh.
YouTube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got 16 segments on there now from what we've done on ABC7. Us and Bernard Sargent, him as the reporter, me and Andrew doing the grunt work to get it all together. And the most recent, Loretto Academy, Trost Architecture, there's that Trost name again, Chamisal and Fort Bliss are all online now on El Paso History TV. Become a subscriber, put your name on the radio, we'll do that. Also, Tom Lee Institute is at it again, Tours of Juarez by El Paso's First Lady, Adair Margot. Take a look at historic sites and artwork and learn more about our culture across the border. November 22nd is the next one. They got one December 9 and January 17. Contact the Tom Lee Institute, 533-0048. And there is archery today at the Museum of Archaeology.
Addle, addle.
Go for it. So what do you got?
I have a new exhibit at the El Paso Museum of History, and it opened this week, and it's Paseos Urbanos, a photographic narrative of the borderlands of downtown culture. This exhibit is composed of images that were submitted by and selected from amateur and professional photographers from a 150-mile region of El Paso and Juarez. Nearly 500 images were submitted, and the exhibit truly captures the vibrant culture and new developments that make downtown an exciting and dynamic space, and the binational relationship between the two sister cities with which we celebrate a shared past and present and future. And Bernie Whitney thought it was a wonderful exhibit.
Got pictures.
Pictures.
All right, we got trivia on the brain here. Are you ready for trivia?
Oh, trivia.
On the brain?
That's right. We're doing.
We
got
to go to Benjamin. Benjamin, talk to Melissa.
Benji, how are you today?
Real good. How are you all doing this morning?
Well, really great. We're going to make you feel even better. Can
Apparently
you answer?
Apparently, the bar's been open for a while. I'm not sure.
That's called not getting much sleep. How's that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day outside today in El Paso, I tell you.
Oh, I knew it's that
Can't
time of year.
Better weather.
Okay, so which question did you think you had the answer for? We'll go with that. How's that?
Well, I'm going to have to guess. I'm going to go with number two, the second question about who built the buildings in Las Cruces, or is it the country club?
Yes, the country club.
I'm going to say Trost.
Oh, what a guess.
Wow, yes.
But
yes.
What was the name of the firm?
Oh, come on.
Ooh.
We're going to give it to him anyway.
Trost?
There you go. Okay, at least I got two Trost, you know.
Well, actually, there were three. Weren't there three?
Well,
at
no,
one
but
time?
It was the Trost and Trost architectural firm.
Yes. Very simple on the drawings. It always said Trost and Trost. It said Trost and Trost Architects, and underneath El Paso, Texas. Simple.
That's it. But they were in Las Cruces.
Well, they had an office in Albuquerque, operated in, had a. An office over.
Well, he gets the prize anyway, right?
That's
of course.
Right.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yes.
Pick
That's
one.
Well, which one did you want? We have the $20 Pepe's, or we have the $20 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
You know, it's time to go shopping for Christmas stuff. Mission Del Rey is a good place to go.
And all right, let me try that one, the Mission Del Rey.
You need to go check that place out. It's like what Dusty Henson did, but a whole lot more.
Much better, actually.
I think his jewelry's better. I think the knickknacks are better. And there's not so many blankets.
Yeah, there's.
I never knew what Dusty did with all those blankets. Well, was he really cold at night?
A lot of these items are
He was
are
cold actually, at night.
But a lot of these items are more authentic, let's put it that
That's
way.
That's true. They're from a lot of Indian tribes. And, we sold you on that one, huh, Benjamin?
Yeah, I'll give that a try. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, stay on the line, and Shelley's going to talk to you and explain how you can get these, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks
hold
for
on,
listening.
Don't go away. If I hit the right button, he can hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, stay there.
All right, now we're going to another person on the callers. This is Emmett. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning. Great show.
Thanks.
I wanted to answer the question that guy just made me.
Okay, well, this is a little question. This one should be pretty easy.
We're not crazy in here, but you can help.
Dr. Troy Ainsworth was once a preservation officer to a local Texas city.
Oh, really?
That we all know really well and love.
Give it to him. What's the answer?
Take a guess.
I'm trying to think of a Texas city that I love.
Where do you love right now?
No, don't give him too many more hints. It's enough.
Alpine?
You're serious?
Yeah, I love Alpine.
Oh, that's great. But guess what? That's not the answer to the question, but thank you for trying. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Yeah, could you ask him, at San Jacinto Plaza, the buildings around there, like the old White House department store next to the plaza.
Trost and Trost.
And the Crest building across the street.
None
of
Trost.
Hotel Cortez. Or any of those Trost buildings?
We can bring that up here in during the program, but
Crest?
Robert,
no.
The Crest is not. It is, the Roberts Banner, the White House and
Cortez.
The Cortez and the Mills building all are Trost and Trost design.
And from that parking lot of the, what I call it, the Paul Foster parking lot, you can see about 12 or 14 of them.
Yeah, just right there. There's a heavy concentration.
And how many total are there?
In downtown El Paso?
Yeah, still standing.
Oh, 25, 30.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah, probably. I think I'm lowballing it at the moment, though, but a very heavy concentration.
So did Emma get the question?
I do love Alpine.
But it's not going to work. Thanks for playing, dude. Talk to you again. And we still have a prize here.
I know.
We have one caller left, but you know what?
It's Margaret.
And 544 KTSM, line one is now ringing. We'll get back to that. But this is the Margaret drumroll, Margaret.
Margaret Smith.
Margaret Trost Smith, is that right?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret.
Tell us what we need to know.
Well, you need to know that Gus, who is my grandfather, was the person who did do the country club because Gus was a big avid golfer. So he was the architect, and then Ott was the engineer.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. They're twins.
His brother.
I understand how you can get mixed up.
Yes,
because
yes.
They were identical twins.
Explain the identical
there
twins.
There were a lot of tros.
Yeah, but, hey, wait a minute. Explain the identical twins' names, please.
Okay, so my grandfather was Gustavus Adolphus, and his twin was Adolphus Gustavus.
See, and
so
they both
the
had
Trost. The story is...
Trost is the last name.
Right. The story is they were... 8 kids. By the time my great-grandmother got to the set of twins, she just got exhausted.
Obviously,
changed her name.
We got two names left. You both get them. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, now, I tell you what. If there's any way you could pick up a prize, I'd suggest you try the trivia contest. But if you can't get over here to pick it up, you're in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's going to be over here in January, right?
But you can't pick it up. It's got to be within 30 days.
Well,
the police at the door. They have prize
there.
Police here at this place.
I know.
That's forceful here is prize police.
We're going to take her up there in January.
Well, Margaret, what else is on your mind? Because we stirred you up, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that name that the other architect, I should say. But anyway, I do want to talk.
The other architect. Yes. Good morning, Margaret. Good morning.
Good morning. But one other thing that you're doing a great job on everything, Troy.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add is that the firm was very active in schools.
Yes.
And universities all the way down to little room schoolhouses. And often in these little towns, they would, you know, obviously before the women and children were moved to the town, they would have to have a school. And Trost would always try to work within the budget and give them the type of school that they needed and everything.
Let me give you an example. I found that there was a Trost design building in Bent, New Mexico. That's a spot on the highway on the way to Rio Doso.
Yeah.
And there's a Trost. I don't know where it is. I've been looking for it. I would go up there once in a while.
The school over in Deming, I was reading the newspaper. It was mid-30s. There was local uproar about the cost of the proposed public school building. And Trost and Trost were involved, and they designed it. And there were back-and-forth negotiations and all this. And in the end, everyone was happy. But it was reading the tone and tenor of the newspaper articles at that time, there were it was a minor chapter of local controversy that was much ado about nothing.
In Deming?
In Deming.
Well, he had already designed their, what do you call that thing, the armory?
The armory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has, you know, there's a few buildings over in Deming. And right, Margaret, you know, it's amazing the number of educational buildings that your family's firm is responsible for because they literally dot the southwestern map.
They're everywhere.
Which is amazing. It's a great contribution.
Do you have a final number? When we said 600 plus, do you know, is it 700?
I usually say in between. I usually say about 650. But
okay.
I've found so many more in the last 5 years that I've been doing research. It's just amazing.
Oh, it is. And if you're a Trost building and want to be recognized, call Margaret.
That's right.
If you're a Trost building. Yeah. Why not? What else is on your mind? You don't want to do trivia because that's not going to work for you, even though you know all the answers. But otherwise, come down and see us sometime and let us know when you come and pop in here.
Oh, for sure. So
anything else this morning?
Nope.
You can let Troy off the hook right now?
Yeah, okay, let Troy off the hook.
Well, Margaret, good to talk to you. Margaret Trost Smith on the phone here.
Good to hear your voice, Margaret.
We'll see you soon.
You guys take care.
Bye-bye.
See you again. Bye-bye.
Now.
And, you know, we ran into her when you guys started figuring out the Trost stuff downtown.
Yes.
She said, wait a minute, that's my family. I think she got into it about then.
You know, she did tell a story one time that here in, I don't know, it wasn't too many years back, as she was telling the story that she said, I did not realize until I really began looking into it just how extensive this architectural firm, that it's part of my family history, of how much work was accomplished. Mm-hmm. And when she's using this number of 600 más o menos,
50, yeah.
You know, I think it could be qualified by saying buildings that were built. Because
you may design another 200.
There could be several because clients sometimes don't, they change their minds and they say, the funding's not here, or thank you, but no, whatever the case may be. So it exists only on paper. So
when do you take a break? But one quick question. Could somebody take the plans that they had drawn way back then and build them now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That's the next event. Let's build some more truss buildings.
We could do it.
And Margaret, you got anybody in the family who's a builder? Get on board here. Otherwise, call us up if you need to. We're going to take a break.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Buttons. They make things a lot easier. Crossing a busy street.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
A button helps you live to tell about it. Opening your garage? Easy, thanks to a button. Now, if you have sleep apnea and couldn't sleep with a CPAP, relief and a good night's sleep is now just the click of a button away. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. That's right, just a button. Inspire is a small device implanted in a same-day outpatient procedure. Simply click the button on the Inspire remote before you fall asleep. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. If you're struggling with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
Talk to your doctor to see if Inspire is right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You know, one thing I like about our sponsors, we got a whole bunch of people sponsoring it. But we've got Pepe's out there, and Lorena runs the place. So if you don't have anything, any question, go find her. But otherwise, you got Captain Hookie down at the other end of town. He's Hookie. In Central. Good old Captain Hookie. And
Hookie,
he is Amigos. 2000 Montana. Go down there and get some food. Both have great Mexican food.
Yes.
And they're both kind of a little different. I mean, it's all Mexican food, but it isn't.
For the days you don't want to go all the way to Canutillo, you go see Hookie.
And no, Hookie's in the other place.
No, I said for the days you don't want to go to Canutillo, you go see Hookie.
Hookie, there you
go.
Yeah,
and then the other days when you don't...
You're going to see Pepe.
That's
right. Actually, go see Lorena. Get this right.
Yeah, you see the
but
lady.
History. We need to talk about some Las Cruces-centered kind of like nearby history.
That's right.
Fort Selden is not too far away, and they have an historic site there, and they're having Las Noches de las Luminarias. I almost said like that I understood that. Saturday, December 14th, 6 to 9 p.m., big thing going on down there. 800 glowing candles surrounding the fort ruins, and you can't burn down an adobe fort. I figured that out. Well, they can try, but
well,
I mean...
Well, you can.
Well, once the roof is gone, you can't. But anyway, you make your own holiday decorations while you enjoy the sights and sounds of the season. Dress warmly. Apparently, they're going to turn you outside. Admission $5 to get to outside. I couldn't put it that way. Children 16 and under are free. So I can be, you look like you're about 14 over there. You can be
yeah.
Anyway, sponsored by the Museum of New Mexico Foundation. Cash or checks only. Mike, it's $5? Put it in pennies, whatever. Anyway, give them a call, 202-1638. That's a 575 number. And you got another thing.
This is cool. I had never heard of this one before. In fact, I'm going to try to make this one.
It's cool.
It's Sunday, December 15th from 1230 p.m. to 430 p.m. The Taylor Mesilla Historic Properties invites you to their annual Nacimiento open house, and it's hosted by J. Paul Taylor. Spend a fascinating afternoon viewing the home's Nacimientos or Nativity Scenes collection. There are over 190 impressive, There are over 190 on display in the Taylor family home. This is an impressive collection, and it's open. The open house have become a local holiday tradition. The home is located at 2346 Calle Principal on the Old Mesilla Plaza, and it's free to members of the Friends of the Taylor Family Monument or $5 for non-members.
And you can bring a check?
Yeah, you can bring a check, and it's fun. You could leave a little extra, too.
A whole $5 check.
A whole $5. And it's sponsored for the Friends of the Taylor Family Monument and New Mexico Historic Sites. Or if you want to give them a call at 575-202-1638 for more information. But that's got to be something else. Have you been to that?
I have not as of yet. And the home, both of these events that you're speaking of, Leslie Bergloff, who many remember was the site manager over here at the McGoffin home. Leslie is doing really great work for New Mexico Historic Sites. And these are two of the Fort Selden and the Taylor home are two of the properties that she's involved with.
Is that the Taylor house is tucked in on the west side of the plaza where you walk down off the street, you walk through down
in it? Yeah. And, one of the things that's very interesting is Mr. J. Paul Taylor celebrated his 99th birthday a few months ago. It was, I think we're going about 2 months back, something más o menos, and 99, and
and he's going to be hosting this?
He will be there. He is. I saw him on the plaza this summer with one of his daughters, and constantly smiling, always a delight to see. The Taylors are really good people.
He's donating the home?
The home will be donated. It is his wishes that it will be donated.
What about the stuff in it? That's a big...
Yes, the content. It will be a home museum, a historic site. Because,
oh, my gosh.
Because he is a very... a very prominent individual in correlation to the history of Southern New Mexico.
So
it's not just because he's 99 years of age, but for the things that he has done for education, for historic preservation, for history. He is really a gem.
Is the furniture going to convey?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay, so he may have an old Victrola or something like that?
Possibly.
So what if he bought a brand new FM?
See, now you got to go.
You have to go to the
AMC.
Right now he buys an AM, FM, and a swanky TV, and he puts it in there. That has to stay.
Well,
because it's historic, because he put it in there.
Well, perhaps.
We're not going to split hairs.
This is
kind
of like the McGoffin home for Mesilla Plaza.
Of course, but if they had bought a brand new something and stuck it in there at McGoffin,
it's still... No, those things don't stay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that would... Well,
it would be historic.
It could be.
Okay, we're not going to argue this. So
yeah,
we should get
semantics.
Leslie in here to ask her.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about her this week, too.
She's busy, apparently, so we'll get to her
get
when
her
we
down
can.
Here.
Yeah.
We'll try. But
if
we have
ask
tried.
Her, if we ask her nicely.
Yeah, ask her nicely.
I guess I didn't ask nice. Whatever. Case may be.
We'll buy her lunch.
T-Roy, I tried. T-Roy is still here.
Yes, I'm here.
And you're our favorite dinosaur.
Yes. T-Rex is my cousin. I'm just T-Roy.
Indeed. And I hate to tell you this, T-Roy. We spent so much time on trivia. Now we got to take another break.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, but you'll be here till noonish.
I will be here for the second hour.
And after noonish, you're going to go to Pepe's.
I will be there.
Aha.
Yes.
And the special is numero three.
You got it.
In my best Spanish, I'm going to say numero three.
You got it.
There we go.
That's quite good.
Taking another break. Call us if you think so. But look at Facebook. You're getting that cooked on.
I'm working on that right now.
Cooking on Facebook. Shall we be back in a moment?
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's S-C-H-O-O-L to 35517.
Even without insurance, iMart Express has the right price. Two pairs of single vision start under $40, and two pairs of progressives start under $80. And with labs in every store, over 90% of their glasses are ready the same day. Find a location near you at imartexpress.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Must be a party going on the other end of the studio here. There's all kinds of stuff happening. But in the meantime, we should tell you something very interesting going on here. The El Paso Model Railroad Club. Check them out. Open house tomorrow and each Sunday in November. Mini model trains running to see at 6335 Vaughn Court. I have no idea where that is. I was going to look it up.
Vaughn Court?
Vaughn Court. V-A-U-G-H-N, next word, C-O-U-R-T, 6335. Look them up. They have H-O-N-O scale trains. Say that real fast. They have H-O-N-O. That's a comma in there. But anyway, they're little scale trains going on. Oh, plus they have a Lego train you can play with. Ooh. I guess they can play with. You can see it. Free admission, noon to 5, El Paso Model Railroad Club, 6335 Vaughn Court. Call this guy's phone number and freak him out. 253-9394. That's easy. 253-9394. Okay, your turn.
Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art over there at 1211 Montana Avenue. Back to showing films again. Today's film is Fountainhead, speaking of architects.
Wow.
Starring Gary Cooper, Patricia Neal, and speaking of how architects can be, it's an unconventional and arrogant architect, Howard Rourke, and he's very moody about things going on. But it's
arrogant,
a great
architect?
Oh, arrogant architect.
No,
yes.
Such thing.
Oh, come
never,
on.
Never, never, never.
Yes.
But it's a great movie. It was written based on Ayn Rand's book, and it's a great movie. I liked it with Gary. I like anything Gary Cooper does. But get out there. It's free. They offer popcorn and soda for a little extra cost. And get out there and support it. It's a wonderful place to watch movies. And they got some great Christmas movies coming up, so stay tuned.
That's basically at Montana and Brown.
Brown Street,
when you're
going
to find it, whatever number it is.
Yeah.
But then there's T. Roy here. He's not an arrogant
T.
architectural historian, are you?
I hope not.
Oh, no, not at all. Well, you seem to have fun at what you're doing.
I do. I enjoy it. The work has a certain level of challenges, but it's only challenging if it's good, solid, enjoyable work.
Describe the work. You're in Las Cruces now.
A lot of work deals with public outreach. We're building a historic preservation program. So it's really one of the questions that was asked to me by a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and this was here a few weeks ago. Do you think Las Cruces is ready for historic preservation? And it was a golf ball that was set up on a tee, okay, of a question. And the way I answered it, I said, well, in light of the fact.
Carefully. Yes.
Yeah, very carefully. Pick my words very carefully.
It's a job to you now.
It is a job, but it was also, I said, you know, in light of the fact that in 1966, when President Johnson signed the National Historic Preservation Act, shortly thereafter, a number of cities across the country began to codify preservation as a matter of public public policy and began enacting a local preservation ordinance. So they it was part of their city municipal code.
Did the tax stuff come in right then?
It was later. It was 1976 when the IRS tax code was amended in order to provide the tax credit.
So this was just a good idea, Johnson.
This was a good idea. Okay. Yeah, and this is something we can talk about more in the second hour.
Sure.
But the point being, I said to the Planning and Zoning Commission, within short order, a number of cities across the country began to adopt those ordinances, including here in the American Southwest and in Southern California and elsewhere in the Intermountain West. And by saying, including a number of our neighbors, number of Las Cruces' neighbors. And then I paused and I said, yes, I think it is not only time, but I think that the climate is right.
And you're ready for golf.
You bet.
Okay. Next hour, we're going to talk about golf.
Golf, yes.
Kind of bit, not too much. Tiny
just a
bit.
Few months.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, and otherwise, you're going to be around next hour?
I think so.
And he's going to be around next hour?
He's going to be around.
Let's all come back next hour.
We'll all come
See
back.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you in an hour.
No, after the hour, not in an hour.
See,
I slipped that one in.
What are these people thinking in there?
They're going like, well, I'll go to lunch.
Kill the mics!
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Where's Crawford?
Making this a November to remember with a used car sales event. Only at the Crawford Buick GMC location by the airport. Crawford's used cars, SUVs, and trucks are priced to go, go, go. Like this 04 Honda Accord for $67.77. Rows of under $10,000 vehicles. Great cars and trucks and SUVs for every budget.
Selection, selection, selections.
Ask about our exclusive used car nationwide same-day locator service.
November to remember used car sales event only at Crawford Buick GMC. Montana and Airway going on now.
Let's go.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says President Trump's Twitter attack on former U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie